What's up, world? Welcome to Live to Win, a Bolivian podcast. Tonight's show is coming a little bit late. I'm sorry for that. In Bolivia right now, it's 12:07 on Tuesday, the 22nd. So I'm like 8 minutes, or now it's eight. 8 minutes late. Whatever. Tonight's show has something interesting, we think. You know, it's something that I was thinking about the whole day. I was thinking about how effective can we be managing our time very well, you know, and how productive we can be. So I just got a conclusion on why productive people are happier people. Happiness and productivity are linked. If life is getting you down, you may need to be more productive. All too often, people think that business is the cause of their stress, when in reality, being more productive may be the answer you're looking for. Here are 6 reasons why more productive you are, the happier you'll be. Tip number 1, make to-do lists. There are a lot of reasons why being more productive will boost your mood. The more you accomplish, the better you will feel about yourself. There's a real freedom in checking off tasks on a to-do list. You know, it makes you feel like you are accomplishing something in life. And you are. Whether the tasks you set are big or small, doesn't matter, because you're accomplishing something. The key is finishing what you set out to do. Biologically, scratching something off a to-do list sends a signal to your brain to release a certain amount of dopamine, a natural mood enhancer, into your system. That makes you even happier. You know, set out a to-do list, accomplish your goals, and that will motivate you to keep on going. Tip number 2. Set goals. A second point. Setting long-term goals and working toward them can give your self-esteem a real boost. Plus, it gives you something to look forward to. When you have a purpose, you have a reason to jump out of bed in the morning. It's like my last podcast. Remember, motivation is very important. Every single morning, you gotta remember why you're waking up and why you're gonna do whatever you're about to do. When you have something to strive for, you will feel more energized and ready to tackle what the day holds. This will make you feel more centered and ready to meet the challenges of life. Now we are in tip number 3. Remove clutter. Clutter can make you miserable, you know. The typical person holds around 200,000 items. We simply don't need most of that stuff, do we? And of course, this is driving us crazy, you know. From cleaning, sorting and maneuvering around all those belongings, the stuff in your home and office can make you feel trapped. And that can make you feel stressed, overwhelmed, and downright unhappy. So, why does a cluttered home or office make you feel so bad? You know, it's because all that dirt, clutter, and everything that is there, like, very messy to you, it's saying that you cannot accomplish goals. And that's something bad, you know, that's something subconscious. Here's what scientists have discovered about unneeded clutter. These are the negative effects on your life. First, clutter overstimulates your nervous system. Second, clutter causes all of your senses to work overtime, which can be taxing. Three, clutter refocuses our attention on things that don't matter. And also, clutter is frustrating and it makes relaxing impossible. Like I said before, clutter creates feelings of guilt and embarrassment. I personally don't like clutter in my house. To tell you the truth, yesterday, Monday, I threw a box, an entire box full of garbage, you know, things that I didn't use and things I was not using. I had a briefcase that was very old, that was in my living room. And then I had this cords and cables, all of them for my old mobile devices. What else I had? I had photocopies of old magazines, you know, a lot of stuff. And I decided to just get rid of them, you know. Organizing your space can initiate mental clarity and lead you to a more productive lifestyle. So remember something. Strip away the stuff and you can strip away those negative feelings. Definitely. And number four comes right up. That is exercise. Be productive by exercising. Exercise gives you more energy, and when you use that energy to accomplish your goals, you will feel better about your life. Taking just 10 or maybe 20 minutes every day to exercise can strengthen your body, clear your head, and boost your immune system. Plus, exercise releases mood-enhancing hormones into the body. But exercising your body isn't all you can do to improve your mood. Keep your mind busy too. When you are busy working on a project, you have less time to dwell on negative thoughts and feelings. Staying busy helps you concentrate on what is good. Please don't get tired, because we are about to finish. Number five, manage your time. Always have something to do. Always. Having nothing to do to occupy your time can be a bit discouraging. Although we really like to sleep a little bit more, you know, than we should. But remember something, the more productive your day, the more motivated you will be to get things done, and you will manage your time much better. Remember, you don't have to accomplish great things. Simply having something to do is enough. But do something. And people, we saved the best for last. Number six says, find purpose in your productivity. Now, always have a purpose. Productivity is vital when it comes to being happy. But don't confuse being productive with being busy. Simply adding more to do to your daily task list can create more stress and frustration in your life, making you miserable. Being busy means doing more and more things while being productive. Remember this, while being productive means doing something with purpose. Always strive for accomplishing something rather than simply doing more. True happiness can only be attained when you discover your passions and work toward attaining your goals. What is it you really want out of life? Do you want to lead a successful life? Once you figure it out, you'll have the energy you need to make your dreams a reality. Well, beautiful people that are listening to this podcast out there in the world, that's all for today. Thank you very much for listening, and remember something. If you want to change your future and be happier, take action and increase your productivity. Find a purpose, stay motivated, and go get it, because you are a winner. Leave a voice message, please, if you want to contact me and just, you know, bring your ideas, your beautiful ideas to the podcast. I will be very, very sure to follow up with you. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great, great day today, Tuesday, and enjoy life to the fullest. Bye-bye.